KBOE Live and local Chuck Samples with another helping of feeling good for you. And if you have a Feel Good Friday idea, we encourage you to get a hold of a Chuck or Tegan in the KVOE News Department, 342-5863, or KVOE at KVOE.com with any Feel Good Friday ideas that you might have. Because we will pursue it.
Yes. And, you know, grand gesture or small thing, it really doesn't matter. Doesn't matter the scope, because it's important to you, which makes it important to us.
Yeah, we're feeling good. We're feeling better here on a Friday morning.
I'm glad.
After a feel-good Friday story. 724, 18 degrees, wind chill of 8.
KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM. Live and local. This is the morning primetime newsmaker.
It's just about time for St. David's Day activities here in and around Emporia. So, to do that, we bring in a trio of guests who are well involved in those processes. We've got Jennifer Baldwin, we've got Sally Connard, and we've got Jan Briggs here on the studio.
All right, Jennifer, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you today?
Doing good. Thanks, Jan. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to talk
to you. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, you bet. Sally, good morning to you.
Good morning. It's good to be here.
Glad to have you on. So, Jan, how deep into the preparations are we here for the upcoming activities highlighting St. David's Day?
Well, I have seen, witnessed ladies making bread. I know that people are getting their pieces of music together and practicing. So lots of preparations are being made. I'm sure that Jennifer is getting ready to put programs together, because it's all going to happen in about a week or so.
So what are your, Jan, I'm going to start with you before we start talking with Jennifer and Sally. What are your responsibilities here when it comes to the overall St. David's effort? Or do you have just kind of one on the list?
Well, everybody has kind of had this jobs. And you just know, this person's doing music, this person's doing bread, this person's the cheerleader for the group. But I have been involved mostly with the music, on the music side. My dad was always in the choir. He got me to come in and be a part of that. And so I appreciate the music side. I know the other ladies are involved in multiple things. But what's kind of cool is that, like, Sally and Jennifer are an example of it keeps getting passed down to the next generation, and we all just step up.
Sally, I'm going to take the ball and run with it off of Jan's latest point. You know, A, responsibilities, but B, why it's so important for you to pass that tradition down here to Jennifer and then possibly continue that for future generations.
I think it's important for all of us to know who we are and where we came from. And for us in Emporia, that's being Welsh. I may have other countries in my lineage, but Welsh and Wales have always been important. After having visited there, I just felt that was home. Can you just go someplace, and the minute you walk in, you know, I'm there. I'm where I should be. And that's what it is with Welsh and Wales for me.
Jennifer, I guess it's
your turn now,
but I'm going to flip the question a little bit. Is it a little bit different now being involved in St. David's Day activities versus maybe some of those prior conversations much earlier on with your mom?
You know, for my family, lineage has been important. I mean, we do have other lineage in ours, but we focus on the Welsh at this particular time of the year. So for me, it's neat to know where I came from, and why I may be the way I am because of the Welsh history. So for example, the Welsh are very accommodating and very kind, and that gets passed along not through genealogy, but through their customs. And so I hope that I am kind and caring and accommodating because of that Welsh history.
Well, Sally, what is the St. David's Day schedule? What's the lineup look like?
Well, we start off, on the 26th of February in Lebo, Kansas, another Welsh community. And there is a tea at the First United Methodist Church in Lebo on that Thursday. from 1:30 to 3:30. If you've never had Welsh cake, go. You were asking what people, what they were doing as far as the St. David's activities. The important thing that I do is eat the Welsh food. So we start with the Welsh cakes. They are made on the spot. They are hot and served with tea, and they are wonderful. So I encourage that. And then on Sunday at the Westside campus of the Presbyterian Church will be our Welsh St. David's Day celebration. Again, music and just joy at being Welsh. And again, to end the day, having some Barra Brith and tea downstairs in the basement. So all things Welsh include music. All things Welsh include food. So that's what we're doing.
That's, boy, that sounds like a great time. The preparations, it sounds like, Sally, fully in gear right now here for the activities in Lebo. What else, I guess, is left to do between now and next week?
Just make sure we've got our bases covered. You know, we've been doing this for 134 years, and I keep saying we're going to do it till we get it right. But we kind of each have our own little responsibilities that we do, and it kind of moves on just like a well-oiled machine.
Okay, and that does lead to the annual concert here. Jennifer, do you want to take us through what's going to be taking place for that and preparations that are still yet to go?
Well, preparations are simple. We always need singers.
That's basically it. Okay.
With the concert, it is Sunday at 3 o'clock?
2:30.
My bad. So that's at 2. Just early in the morning. 2:30 at Emporia Presbyterian Church, West Campus. And there will be a rehearsal the day before. Ladies, I don't remember the time on that one.
2.
At 2. But you can learn the music the day before and then sing with us on the day of. Again, that's at 2:30 on Sunday. But the singing is not difficult. Everyone will help you out, but we always need singers. As for the rest of the preparations, it's, again, like Sally said, a well-oiled machine.
All right.
Can I add one thing?
Yes, you may.
Well, also in conjunction with that concert, there is a tea after the concert, and I think that's where the bread making comes in, and that's like the icing on the cake. It's a real treat. It's homemade bread, Barra Brith, that the ladies have been working hard. So there is a tea following the concert that everybody's invited to.
Outstanding. And really quick, Jan, I'll start with you, unless you want to defer this. The reason you're celebrating St. David is obviously patron saint of Wales. But
yes.
What about, you know, the legacy that St. David had as a warrior priest, and does that really play anything into the ongoing celebrations, or is this really more about the overall Welsh heritage as opposed to just simply focusing on the saint?
Well, the warrior priest part, I'm not really sure about. I did look up and read a little bit about him, and he was the patron saint of Wales and kind of known for doing some miracles. And knowing back to the beginning conversation about our ancestors, I think that's why, the why for me is that my ancestors celebrated this, and my great-grandparents came over here in 1881 and started and settled here in the Arvonia area. And I think that's why it's important to me. And I've been going with my grandmother and my father ever since. 1881, they were newly married and only about, they just got married in their early 20s and jumped on a ship. So I'm pretty grateful for all of their hardship.
Yeah, understood. Well, again, the celebrations of Welsh heritage, the St. David's Day activities. Sally, go ahead and work us through the schedule again really briefly.
So Thursday, February 26th from 1:30 to 3:30 is the Welsh Tea in Lebo at the First United Methodist Church. That's the Welsh Cakes and Tea. Sunday at 2:30 will be the concert and then the tea following at the church, Emporia Presbyterian Church West Campus. If you like music, Wales is one of the only two places in the world where four-part singing comes naturally. And we just sing four-part hymns, and they are beautiful. And if you'd like to hear a little bit of the Welsh language, we sing the national anthem in Wales, too.
All right. Well, we can't wait. Thanks for the update. Always good to hear about St. David's Day activities here in and around the Emporia area. Jennifer, thanks for your time this morning.
You're very welcome.
Jan, thank you.
Thanks, Chuck.
Sally, thanks.
Thanks. It's always a pleasure.
All right. Jennifer Baldwin, Jan Briggs, Sally Connard, St. David's Day activities. Chuck?
Okay. You want to be part of the Newsmaker Spots, and now we are mostly full for next week. Let us